You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, supported by Gardex, industry-leading automotive products, including paint and interior protection, insurance products, and digital solutions. To find out more, visit GardexGroup.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Brewer, and I'm here with my wingman, my great friend, Mr. Andy J.
Hello, Mike. How are you doing?
I'm really good. I'm very excited, Andy. I want to welcome everyone to the very first inaugural, to the new, brand new, off the showroom forecourt, rip the stickers off the screen. No miles on the clock. Welcome to the brand new The Wheeler Dealer Podcast.
Hey!
I've been excited about doing this forever, you know.
Yeah, I have. You and I have been talking about this for a very long time, haven't we?
Yeah, because the audience have been asking for it. It's the year of the podcast, 2023. And every time I switch on my socials, my timeline, people go, why aren't you doing a podcast? You should be doing a podcast. So I thought, you know, what better than to use the name, my name, The Wheeler Dealer, and bring you this brand new podcast. But it's not all about me and you, Andy J.
No,
it's about the people and what they want. We thought, let's do a podcast for the people, by the people. So we're going to get them to give us their submissions and questions each week, and we're going to have some amazing guests.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Will we be doing a sort of wonderful mashup of different episodes? Because some episodes, it'll be you and I with suggestions from our dear listeners and our friends out there. And then other episodes, we're going to be joined by household names, famous faces from across the spectrum. We're not just talking about petrol heads here. We're talking about people from music and movies and people that you kind of recognise in the supermarket and want to get a little selfie with but might not be up for asking.
Yeah, stop doing that, Andy.
It's all right.
Stop following me around.
It's just one of those things.
I was going to say, stop following me around Waitrose, but no, for me, it'd be stop following me around Lidl.
Lidl. There's nothing wrong with Lidl.
Nothing wrong with a Lidl. We have got some cracking guests lined up. I'm very excited about it. In which more of in a moment in terms of who a couple of stars we have got lined up for you already. But we're also going to bring you the A to Z of cars. More of that will be revealed as we get into the series, because we're going to dump quite a few of these online, these podcasts we're very excited about, and we've got some great ideas how we can get you through the motoring world and make it really simple to understand the A to Z of cars. I mean, it's kind of easy, isn't it?
It should be. Let's hope so. I mean, if you're listening to this one, then hopefully you will see there's already a cachet of at least 5 episodes available for you to hear straight away. So, and this will be our shortest episode, incidentally. Straight after us, we'll be sitting down with Mr. Richard Hammond. We'll be teasing that in a little bit. But Mike, for those that want to get involved, how do they do that?
It's really easy. They can get in touch with us. I mean, first of all, you can go to Facebook, Wheeler Dealer, and nice. You can just ask some questions on there, or DM me one of those. Is that right? Is it a DM? Am I down with the kids?
Comfortable with that, Mike.
Yeah, I'm down with the kids. I can do that. Or Messenger on Facebook. See, I know my stuff. Or you go on Instagram, or you can go on the Twitter feeds, and it's really simple. It's Mike Brewer on Instagram, Mike Brewer on Twitter. Also, believe it or not, I can't believe I'm going to say this, I have a TikTok.
Oh, no.
I do.
Have you?
I have a TikTok.
Wow.
So you can actually find me on TikTok. Ask me a question on TikTok. I haven't found the button to read that bit yet. But you can ask me a question and I'll try my damnedest to read it out on this podcast.
Sounds like Twitter and Instagram and Facebook are the safe ones. If you want to make sure you're featured, maybe don't ask the question on TikTok. But go and enjoy Mike's, back catalogue of... What, are you dancing on there?
There's a little bit of me dancing, a little bit of me fact-finding, a little bit on location, and there's a little bit of fun with my long-suffering wife, who's also going to be joining us every week with a killer question, and you can also follow her as well on at Mrs. M. Brewer, so you can follow her online as well.
Yeah, now, look, we are quite excited about some of the people that we've got lined up. We don't want to spoil too much, but...
On season.
Here's just a couple of little clips for you for what's to come.
Had a good one in an airport with family, so me, Mindy, Pizzy, Willow, waiting to fly on holiday. I'd managed to get us business class tickets.
Nice.
Paid for them. We're in the lounge and having a cup of tea or whatever before we go, and we're in there for quite a long wait, and this little kid, 6-year-old, comes up, stands in front of the table looking at me, and I thought, oh, here we go, I'll be nice, yeah. He says, excuse me. Yeah. Are you Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
I don't know what to say now.
Sign it.
He didn't know who I was, and I can't offer myself as a second prize.
Yeah.
No, I'm not Iron Man, but I'm a little brummy bloke off a car show you've never seen. So I said, oh, I'm really sorry, mate, I'm not. And he went back to his table, and a bit later, Izzy, my eldest daughter, was walking off to the lavatories to go and get a coffee. And as she passed them, the mum of the family turned around and said, excuse me, called Izzy over. Yeah. Are you sure What? Are you sure he's not? Well, he's my father. I wouldn't notice.
I bought a black and silver Golf GTI.
Yes.
And then parked it up. The roof was silver and the car was black. It was really, it was proper. And then I came out the next day and it was yellow. It was flaking. Somebody had hand painted, like literally like spray painted this car black and silver. And obviously as a kid, you don't really know the difference between finishes and all that. It just goes black and silver. It's wicked. So it was ended up being a yellow motor. It looked like it had a bunch of cornflakes all over it. It was like, it was all fading away.
There you go. Just a couple of names there. Mr. Matt Goss from Bross and, of course, your great friend, Mr. Richard Hammond.
Weren't they brilliant interviews? I can't wait for the audience to hear the whole thing in full because they are absolutely beautiful, wonderful people who are proper petrol heads. Yeah. I mean, we all know Richard Hammond's going to be a petrol head, but who would have thought Matt Goss, when you listen to the full thing, is such a petrol head? He's absolutely brilliant.
But you know what I like, Mike, is when you find a TV show that you love, if you're watching it on Netflix or Amazon Prime or whatever, and the BBC has started to do it as well, you can binge it. You know what I mean? It's not just you can only see the first episode, then you've got to wait a week for the next one and so on. We're doing the same with this pod. If you're up for it, you could actually have us for the next 4 or 5 hours.
Yeah, lovely, yeah. On that long road trip. Yeah. And we're going to be doing a set number of questions with our guests as well. We're going to be asking them all kinds of things, like a fantasy road trip. What car, what road, who's going to be sat beside them? It's going to be in the passenger seat. What snacks would they be eating?
I'm excited about those because I always think with my tummy first. Mike, one of the ways we're going to be recording this, various studios, various out and abouts, but we're also going to be coming to you from the brewer's shed. I'm not going to tell you what you've named it.
I just can't believe you keep referring to it as a shed. You have visited the establishment, Andy.
It's fabulous.
It's now licensed, so you don't walk into your local hostelry and walk up to the landlord of the hostelry as he's pouring you a pint. You don't walk up there and go, I like your shed, mate. You walk in and you go, I like your pub.
Right.
I've built a pub.
A pub or a bar?
No, it's a pub. It's called the Brewer's Droop. It's lovely. Brewer's Droop. And a lot of the guests are going to be coming to Brewer's Droop. And hopefully, by the end of the podcast, they'll be leaving with
a taxi.
Brewer's Droop. Yeah. Or a taxi. One or the other.
I was surprised how many people are kind of up for coming to the Brewer's Droop.
It's quite amazing. Yeah, we put a little call out. Clarion called to some celebrity guests.
Yeah.
And we said, would you like to come sit in Mike's pub in his garden and have a chat with him about some car stuff? And people went, yeah, all right, I'll come and do that. And we're like, really? You really want to do that? And there's quite a few people.
They're well up for coming to yours. And it shows me the pull of your similarly named television show. You know, lots and lots of famous people watch that, and therefore they want a piece of Brewer.
Yeah, of course they do. Why not, eh? And yeah. You can listen to the first of those if you download the Richard Hammond podcast, which you will see out there right now. So just search The Wheeler Dealer, look for Richard Hammond if you're listening for this, and just sit back, relax, and enjoy the fruits of Richard Hammond, his motoring world, how he started in television, and all about his brand new series that he's got coming to a channel that we both work on.
Yeah, Mike, we're going to be putting a lot of people on the spot throughout the course of this podcast series, and we'll, like you say, we've got a set series of questions that everyone's going to be asked, and it'll be fascinating to kind of collate those as we go. However, it would be wrong of me, everyone's tuning into this for you, so it'd be wrong of me not to just for this very first kind of pre-episode episode, this sort of teaser episode.
We never rehearsed this, so you're just dropping me in it.
Well, this is the kind of thing we're going to be doing, isn't it? We're just kind of catching people off guard.
Go on, I can see Mrs. B in the background all revving up for a question as well.
So yeah, I can't wait to hear what she's going to ask you. So I'm going to ask you, if you'd be so kind, just to give us 100 seconds about Mike Brewer. Who are you, and why should we be listening to you every week?
Oh, no, that caught me by surprise. I didn't think you were going to ask that. Okay, 100 seconds of Mike Brewer.
Give or take. You can do 99 if you want, or 101.
Mike Brewer, born in Lambeth. I'm the baby of six, born into a car-loving family. Met my wife when I was just 25 years of age. She changed my life. Been with her for 34 years. Happened to also have been a car-loving girlfriend who then become my wife. Kicked off a career in television in 1997 where I was plucked from obscurity for a channel Channel 4 show called Deals and Wheels. That went on to great success. I then did another show on Channel 4 called Driven. And then this tiny little channel came along called Discovery Channel and asked me to make a show all about buying and selling and restoring cars, of which I've not only made and produced here in the UK, but also had the luck and fortune of taking it all the way to Hollywood and made the show for 6 years in Los Angeles. It's now back in the UK and enjoying huge audience figures. And I am still a car-loving man. I'm still married to my wife. I have a small car collection. I'm the patron of two charities. I support my family. And nice guy.
I think if that's not enough to guess your email password, then we'll never get it.
Oh, no, it's in there somewhere. Yeah. My email password was probably in there somewhere.
I thought so.
Definitely.
I was thinking about 15 seconds in, I was like, all right, I'm going to have a run at this then. Next time I'm near your laptop. I think I've guessed it already.
Yes. It's not what you think it is.
Okay.
Yes, it's not, because it could be backwards. try password 123.
You're helping us too much now. Yeah.
Password 123. Thank you for listening to the Wheeler Dealer podcast brought to you by the Gardex Group. Gardex offer a range of award-winning automotive products, including paint and interior protection, insurance products, and digital solutions. Whether you're buying your next car or you're an automotive dealer, look no further. Go with Gardex. To find out more, visit GardexGroup.com.
This is the Wheeler Dealer podcast with Mike Burr and Andy Jay.
Mike, we were kind of talking about this. You and I have been discussing this for a long time. We've talked about how fun this would be and how much we'd like to do it. And life has got in the way and COVID happened and various other things. But I think I speak for you here. This is more a question rather than an accusation. To say you're well up for this, aren't you? You're buzzing for this show.
Yeah, I've never been more excited about doing something new in media than I have been about doing this podcast. Because let's face it, for the past 25 years, I've been front and centre on a TV screen in somebody's front room to 200 million people across the planet. And that's what people know me for. They know me for that. But that is a show that I make. But there's a lot more to Mike Brewer that they don't know. And one of those is me behind a microphone and giving my car knowledge, trying to help people, guide them through their the car world if they can. And I've also had many life experiences. I've done absolutely everything a man could possibly do except go into space. So if anyone's got any problems out there, any issues that they're facing, please get in touch and, you know, we'll try our best to help them through it and answer the questions.
I mean, one of the reasons why we thought this would be a lot of fun is that I've had the great pleasure of spending a fair bit of time away from the cameras and everything in bars and pubs and restaurants and so on. And I've always said to you what incredible company you are. And actually, one of the lovely things about podcasts is that we're a family. The listeners and the people that are hosting the show and whatever else, you're much closer to the people than you would be, because you guys listening have made the choice to have us in your ears, whether you're driving at the moment, listening while you're cooking something, taking the dog for a walk, whatever it is. We're joining you on that. And this is a shared experience.
Yeah, I've always said, if I'm going to do a podcast, it's not a podcast about me. Mm. It's a podcast about us, all of us. It's a podcast for everyone. It will be nothing without the audience. So the audience have to take part in it. And that's why I'm opening it up to the audience. If you say to me, Mike, I'd really like you to talk to Richard Rawlins in America and get and find out what makes him tick. You know, let's try and make that happen.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Not a bad idea, is it?
Write that down.
But that's why this podcast has to be for the people as well as for myself. It's a bit like the TV shows that I do. It's never about me. You know, you've known me for years, Andy. I'm the most unstarry person you've ever met. It's always been about the car.
Provided there are decent grapes.
If there's nice grapes, grape scissors is the killer for me. If somebody gives me grape scissors, then I know I've made it. But no, honestly, it's always been about the car. The car is the star, and for this, the audience is the star. We have to think about what the audience want and what we can deliver.
Yes.
And we've got some great ideas. Me and you have been talking about this for too long. We've got some great ideas, what we think the audience want and what they want to know. Plus, you know, we're going to have some guests on here that are not necessarily car-related people.
It's going to take a lot of people by surprise.
It really is. Yeah. And you know, I'm flattered already by the abundance of people and stars out there that said they can't wait to take part. It's going to be great. I'm thrilled with it. I'm so happy that I've got you sat beside me because you're my wingman. And, of course, we're being guided by the lovely Mrs. me in the background who I'd be nothing without.
Well, one of the rules we have kind of set on that I'm convinced we will be religious about is the way we're going to end every episode.
You know,
whether it be a celebrity episode or an episode for our dear friends that are choosing to listen in, the alphabet episodes, who will be very involved in all this, Mike and I will be chatting away throughout the bulk of the episodes, the body of them, as they, I think that's the technical term, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
But we'll be closing the show in one way and one way only, and that is with a killer question from the wonderful Mrs. B.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Shall we have a run at it?
Yeah, let's have a run at it. Say if we was to do an A to Z, right, of questions, right?
Yep.
And this is A, the beginning. Have you got a question for your husband?
Have I got a question?
Beginning with A, or that has A in it.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Are you sitting down?
I am, yeah, very carefully.
Okay. What makes you angry behind the wheel? Because, oh my God, you want to sit next to Michael when he gets angry, it drives you mad.
Right, so what makes me angry behind the wheel? That's a great A question, isn't it? Oh, Mish, there's a lot, and you've witnessed it, and you've been firsthand. But for the audience out there, it's a really simple thing, right? I like to consider myself a bit of a gentleman, right? I'm a very courteous man. I'll always open the door for a lady.
In the back seat? Do you do that when I'm in the back seat?
Yeah, if I can run around quick enough, I'll always open the door for a lady. I will always offer to take a lady's suitcase up a flight of stairs.
That sounds interesting.
Not like privately, I'm talking about you've been with me when we've been at tube stations and airports. I said, can I carry your bag, love? I'll always be polite and do things like that. So the answer to the question of what makes me angry is courtesy. I hate pulling up to either a zebra crossing or up to a junction and allowing somebody to either cross the road or to drive across the road and they don't thank you. Mm. That really grinds my gears. Honestly, it really gets me going. Because how long does it take? How long? To raise a hand or just raise your eyebrows.
Yeah. And why is that, though? Why are people...
It's courtesy. Just because people are in such a rush, it's all about them. You know, there was one bit the other day. I'll tell you what did actually make me very angry the other day. And, you know, I got a little bit thing about manimals, right, which is the middle-aged men in Lycra on push bikes, right? I got a little thing about those.
With cameras.
With cameras everywhere. Yeah, they've got GoPros now facing front, backwards, left and right, just to try and catch you out. Don't get me wrong. I ride a bike, you know. I don't want a cyclist to come after me because I do ride a bike. However, I was behind two the other day that were sat two abreast across one lane, one whole lane, as we're going down a stretch of road that's a 40-mile-an-hour stretch of road, and they were chatting away to each other. And if they just took the courtesy to look behind them, there was a quarter of a mile queue of cars, and he looked behind him, he see me, he see the queue of cars, and then he just nonchalantly carried on talking to his friend as if they got the God-given right to take up two lanes on the road. They could have gone single file. There was plenty of space to get around them. But what really grounds my gears about it is as soon as we come to a traffic light, we got to a traffic light that was red, both of them mounted the curb and went across on the red. And I was like, you inconsiderate manimal. I want to say something else, but manimals, because you've held up all these people. So they've got stuck behind a set of lights. And what did you do? You went and broke the law and jumped across the lights. And that's what gives them a bad name.
And one question. Today, we just followed someone on his bike and he was on his mobile
phone. Yeah, mobile phone. Just riding along on his mobile phone in the middle of the road.
If you were in a car, you would be fine.
You'd get nicked. You get nicked for that, yeah. So that crime spot. Sorry, Andy. You went down that rabbit hole you shouldn't have done. You asked Mrs. B to ask me a question. And that's what you get.
And well, he said that quite calmly because he gets very annoyed.
Well, what I quite like about this is I have actually witnessed you being a little bit miffed with a fellow driver, and Mrs. B's been in the car as well, and the way she addressed you is a line, I don't know if you can remember it, Michelle, but it literally made me wet myself.
I'm good at that.
Because you are. Because after Mike was having a little bit of an irritated moan, Mrs. B just literally went, "All right, put your wig back on."
And that's where she grounds me down with a thump, that woman. Yeah. She really does.
Keep your shoes on.
Yeah, keep your
that's
shoes on.
That's it. So listen, there are four episodes waiting for you as well as this one. I sincerely hope that you'll dive straight into episode number, well, I guess it's 1A in a way, isn't it, with Richard Hammond. You'll hear exactly where we're going to go. You'll be hearing the line of questioning we'll be taking with every celebrity from now on. We'll also let you know, because you've already heard a little teaser as well, Matt Goss is also in that collection of four, plus your alphabets A and B. We're delighted. So we are very pleased to say this is a TBI Media production, and we're looking forward to joining you week in, week out.
Thanks for listening and for being a passenger on the Wheeler Dealer podcast. It was brought to you by Gardex Group, the ultimate vehicle protection solutions provider. Whether you're buying your next car or an automotive dealer, go with Gardex. Visit GardexGroup.com. Ta-la!